right. You've got it on KHUM, and it's 37 minutes after 8 o'clock, and there is a chance for you to get on TV, reality TV. How real is this going to be? Well, we have Cassandra, our Humboldt County Film Commissioner here, and along with Stacy Margaret Farrell. How are you both?
Great.
Good. How you doing?
Thanks for having us here today.
Yeah, thanks, Cliff.
Absolutely. So how did this come about, and what kind of reality show are we looking at?
Well, I am a freelance producer, so basically it's my job. I'm contracted by some of the biggest reality, some Emmy-winning reality production houses in Los Angeles. I just moved up here, and being the eccentric place that it is, everybody's jumping right on top of it. It's kind of a character in its own up here. So they basically have contracted me to... We're looking for basically families that do, it doesn't have to be families, I would say businesses that are very eccentric or too, I guess, normal up here, eccentric to everybody else. So, you know, if you do something every day where you think, somebody's got to see this, well, then that's what we're looking for.
Well, I'll tell you what, Humboldt County is just chock full of interesting characters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I found out. They think LA is full of interesting characters, but
oh yeah,
I mean, there's more up here.
Yeah, I grew up in LA, and I tell you what, this is far and above. I mean, per capita, way more. LA's got more people.
Yeah.
So naturally, there's gonna be a lot of them, but per capita, there's way more eccentric people up here. So it's gonna be like a show about eccentric Humboldt County people.
Essentially, we're looking actually for one. We're just looking to feature one business or one family. It could be anything from maybe it's a dairy farming family up here, and we don't see a lot of that. And say it's a big family, and there's a lot of different character types. That's something that we're looking for. It could be, even a vegan family that's bent set on living off the grid or living off the land. I think that's a really interesting thing for people to say too. Anything
unique.
Like that.
I think the point is unique and interesting and has a story behind it, I think is what they're really trying to go for, versus it doesn't necessarily have to be eccentric in the sense of that it's so off the wall crazy, but it has a story that it can keep going. And so you might think, well, what I do is normal, but it might be it's unique to the rest of the world, and that it's telling that story.
So what, essentially they would have camera crews following their lives or something?
Yeah, so you'd basically have a camera crew that come up and just follow you kind of about your daily life. And it would be kind of our job to build the characters and just kind of give the world a little taste of a different lifestyle, I guess.
And what channel is this going to be appearing on?
Well, we don't know yet.
Don't know.
So I work for a big production house. So basically what will happen is we'll do the show, and then we'll go to our network contacts and see which ones will pick it up. But we do have a couple different networks have contractors out looking in this area. So
wow. So let's say someone is listening and saying, this sounds like it's right up my street.
Mm-hmm.
What are they? who do they contact? Do they contract you, Cassandra?
No, please don't.
Please don't.
The Film Commission is helping Stacy with this. Obviously, that's our what we do is we help any productions that are in the area free of charge. But what we're doing is just helping her find the lay of the land here. And so please contact Stacy actually at.
And you can contact me through my email, please, via email at realitystacy, and that's STACEY, realitystacy@gmail.com.
Simple enough, right?
Yeah, you want to make sure to tell her, your story, why you think you're interesting, maybe send a photo or video of it, and she'll check it out, and then possibly call people in for interviews.
Okay, so something off the beaten path, not necessarily wacky, weird. But it could be.
Absolutely. It could be totally wacky, weird, or it could be just more of an endearing family, endearing family life. Like I said, like a dairy farming family or a farming family or something like that, or even a family that owns a small business or maybe kind of a different restaurant or, could be anything like that. So
maybe a family that lives off the grid.
Absolutely. A family that lives off the grid that's, farms for all of their food and maybe raises a big family on it. That could be really great.
And does it have to be a family or could it be a group of people?
Also be a group of people. We are definitely looking for an ensemble cast though. So we're not looking
not just one person.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. We're not looking to follow around, just one guy. So we're looking for an ensemble because, part of it also of a show is the camaraderie between the cast.
Interesting. Now, there's a lot of people who have these interesting lifestyles that, you know, don't even think about this kind of thing. Can someone else nominate them?
Absolutely. Okay. Oh, yeah. If you've got, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you, yeah, that, I think that happens more than not, is that, because a lot of people just think their life is totally normal. But right. Yeah, if you know of a family or think of somebody that you've always said, oh, people have got to see this, please email me about it. And like Sandra said, just a little blurb would be great, a little information about why you think this, you know, this family or this life or this business is interesting, so that we can take a look at everything and then we'll give you guys feedback on whether we think we'll bring you in for casting or not.
So I assume you've worked on other shows as well. What's some of the ones that you've worked on?
Let's see. Some of the big ones I've worked on is Dancing with the Stars. I was a producer on Dancing with the Stars.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty big.
I also did Hogan Knows Best with Hulk Hogan and his family.
Great.
Recently I did a show. It's a little bit kind of a, you know, culty classic show, I'd say, but it was called Baggage, and it's with Jerry Springer. It's a game, like a dating game show.
Really? I don't know about that one.
Yeah, you should check that one out. That's pretty funny.
Wow.
And then I've done all the Live from the Red Carpet specials for E! So kind of a mix of reality and mm-hmm. game show and a lot of live TV. I did the Rose Parade.
Wow. I used to go to the Rose Parade every year when I was a kid, because I had a cousin that had a shop on Colorado Boulevard, and we'd go up on the roof and watch it. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And if you can get those seats on someone's roof, that's the best, because it is chaos down there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We'd get there, you know, maybe an hour before the parade, and we'd see people lined up who'd been there all night long.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Days.
So, oh, yeah.
Put chairs and start going.
I know. It's amazing. They go for days. When we're setting up the parade, we would go and give hot chocolates and stuff to all these people just sitting out in the cold just waiting.
Fantastic. So, again, give your information if people are listening.
So, again, please email me your stories or your friend's stories at realitystacey, that's realitystacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at gmail.com.
And so what happens? You look at this and you say, this one looks kind of interesting. What happens then?
Yeah, so I'll look at it first and I'll say, this one looks kind of interesting. I will forward it on to the development executives that I'm working with. Mm-hmm. And once we find a couple stories that we like, we will email you back and give you a time and date for the casting. And then we would like you to come in person and we'll just kind of get you on tape, or you and your ensemble, or you and your family. You mm-hmm. bring everybody in.
Obviously, you're not going to give them a script to read. So what are they going to do?
Nope. I just want them to...
be you.
Just yep. be them. Yep. We are interested in them. We don't want them to be anybody else. Just just do you. Do your best you.
Yeah, tell their story, you know.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. And when is this expected to start hitting the air?
Well, we're hoping if we can do the casting in early March is our idea now, and we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully we could start doing a pilot as early as early April.
Wow.
Could go that quick if we can find
the right
new stars,
the right people. That's and right. You know, there really are. I mean, we've all seen, you know, there's some you know reality shows that really tap into it really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all dependent on, you know, who they are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's I mean, people that you wouldn't even think are kind of have dynamic personalities end up on camera. People love them. I mean, I think we're looking for endearing characters that you can, you know, follow for a while.
Kind of reminds me of, did you see the latest Woody Allen film, To Run With Love?
Yes.
With the Roberto Benigni, he's just an average guy, and he becomes a superstar overnight for no apparent reason. They want to know what shampoo he uses, and, he doesn't even know why.
No, that's exactly right, and I think that's part of it, too. I mean, even if you know of, you know, a family or a group of people that you just think, the people just love them, and people are just drawn mm-hmm. to them. I mean, those are the kind of people that we would love to, you know, share with the world, I guess.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. All right, so... you know, people who've got some, you know, a good personality really comes off well.
Absolutely. Yeah, Someone who can say anything to anyone usually kind of
comes got a feeling that more, you're probably going to get more people saying, you should talk to these people.
Yeah.
You know, rather than, talk to me.
Right. A lot of people don't self-nominate.
Yeah.
Because they don't realize how interesting they are, uh-huh. you know, but that.
And it's
that,
like, oh, yeah, I just have a normal life.
Right. Yeah, well, because to you, it is a normal life. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. And that's why... I think why they were really interested in this market is because there is a lot of what we, you know, consider normal people, but mm-hmm. and doing really cool things.
You know, it would be kind of interesting. I don't know if you could pull this off. But, you know, there are a lot of people who grow things illegally around here.
No, really?
It's been known to happen.
Shocking.
I know.
Legally and illegally.
Yes. There's a lot of tomatoes being grown around here.
Yes, right. And those tomato growers and their families, exactly. We would be very interested in. Or their wives.
But how could you do that without, you know, outing them and having them busted?
Been talking about that.
Yeah. Have you? Okay. Come to us and we'll tell you, and then we'll figure that part out. The legalities of it will be my responsibility.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's been one of the most interesting things, you know, living up here for the past, you know, how long, almost 19 years now, you know, is, you know, the fact that, you know, the profile of who these people are.
Right.
You know, and it's such a vast swath of the population, you know.
Well, it's changing, because mm-hmm. 19 years ago it was a little bit more stereotypical, and I think it's grown in who it is and
even then. I mean, it's like you know, you can see just Ma and Pa cattle, you know.
Well, that's what's interesting to me. Like I was saying, you know, you get some, you know, really nice family who's just that's their business, that's their family owned business.
That's right.
And that's, they take a lot of pride in that, as any farmer takes in their crop.
Sure.
And I think that is, you know, very interesting mm-hmm. to us, as well as to, you know, that area.
Mm-hmm. So you could do that without getting them in trouble.
We could.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds fascinating, because there's a lot of interesting stories there.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting stories, and I think, you know, sometimes they get a bad rap.
Uh-huh.
And so if we could find, you know, a way to portray it in, mm-hmm. you know, the business sense that it is, or...
Yeah. I mean, it's what you picture in your mind and the reality is really different. I mean, it's just really just normal, average, everyday people, right. All walks of life.
Yeah.
And you know, people is like, really, this person? You know, all political right. stripes, yep. you know.
Absolutely.
Even, you know, some police officers.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, no, that's correct. And so, yeah, if anyone who is interested in that, we would be really interested in working mm-hmm. together. Obviously, mm-hmm. it would be, we have plenty of lawyers, and we've got all of that covered to make sure it's done correctly.
Okay. That and lots of other interesting stories. If you know someone who you think would make an interesting reality TV show, or a family, or a business, or maybe you, if you want to nominate yourself, I guess that is fine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Again, give the email once again, if people haven't written it down yet.
And the email is realitystacey, STACEY, @gmail.com.
All right. Well, best of luck on this, because it sounds fascinating, and I really hope it works out, because I think it would be very cool, you know, to see a show on TV about, you know, Humboldt County.
Absolutely.
That'd be kind of pretty
awesome.
So do
I.
Yes, we're very blessed to have her here. So.
All righty. All right. Well, Cassandra and Stacy, thanks to you both.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in. And you've got it on KHUM.